If this weekend you happen to see a televised roundtable of wise Washingtonians opining on the fate of the Republic, or some verbal tag team match of U.S. senators having it out on Sunday morning, or should you read a column that was cranked out on the banks of the Potomac, then here's a plea for your indulgence. Cut them all a little slack, because right about now, people in Washington have had it. They are, to use a clinical term, profoundly bummed out. They are wet.
Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine.
The last time we remarked on what passes for the spring, not to mention summer, of 2003 on the East Coast, we were deluged with email from indignant Washingtonians of the other variety. Here in Seattle, they said, we know about rain. Stop crying in your double latte and get on with it. Well, here, courtesy of the Washington Post, is a fact. Since May 1st, the Washington, D.C. area has had 9 times the amount of rain Seattle got during the same period. It just hasn't stopped raining. The solstice is all but upon us, and we still wake up in the dark. At night, the boom of thunder is routine. The denizens of the nation's capital and its suburbs are a people with sodden yards and flooded basements, people trying to get a contractor like Matthew Miller of Great Falls, Virginia, to come bail them out.
People aren't prepared. They've done nothing to prevent this. They don't have the gutters clean. They've got the downspouts dumping right next to the house, and the water sits there and goes in the basement.
So the sign of the times for you is a lot of flooded basements.
That's correct. In this business, it's feast or famine, and when it rains, it pours. And you make it through the droughts doing okay. Sometimes you're only working 4 days a week, and then you hope for the 2-foot snow and rain on top of it. And that's all we would have needed to keep busy for 6 months. But instead, we get rain every day.
So do I take it that you're ready for sunshine now?
Oh, yeah, I'd like to take on some of these jobs, so I imagine this will keep us busy for a year.
Well, good luck to you.
Well, thank you.
Matthew Miller with Custom Drainage Systems of Great Falls, Virginia.
Rain, rain, go away. Come again some other day. Rain,
perhaps when we complain, we're just being chauvinistic subjects of the animal kingdom. After all, the plants must be thriving. Or are they? Gordon Sheridan is the general manager of the Johnson Garden Center in Washington.
It's good for some plants that are already in the ground, sure. You know, things are really lush.
And for putting new plants into the ground?
Well, the problem is the ground is so wet, it's hard to get new plants in.
So has it been bad for business in the garden business?
Well, it's certainly been bad for our bedding plant. Yes, it has been bad for business, certainly our bedding plant business, which is sort of our bread and butter.
How does this compare with past years in your experience?
Oh, gosh, I've done this for 37 years. I've never seen a year like a spring like this.
Has it started to get to you?
Oh, yeah. Yes. And last year, of course, was a severe drought year up until September, October, when the rains started coming and never stopped. And, you know, we were all just praying for rain in March, April, May, and June. And I guess that just goes to show us that just be careful what you ask for.
Well, Mr. Sheridan, thank you very much for talking with us.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Gordon Sheridan, who is general manager of the Johnson Garden Center in Washington, D.C., a city without sun.